Attorney John Chisholm is here, and in respect for his time, we're going to move to item 13. If that's okay with the committee?
No.
So no.
Number, item
Supervisor
13.
Schmidt's objection is duly noted.
That's a personal thing.
Item 13.
Is he not a market high guy?
Yes.
Oh. Well, then I object.
From the Office of the District Attorney, requesting authorization to abolish one position of Secretarial Assistant and create one position of Intelligence Analyst effective March 1st, 2013.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, John Chisholm, Milwaukee County District Attorney. Thank you for the opportunity to address this. Be happy to answer any questions. In essence, what we're asking to do is to reflect some needs of the office. Our secretarial staff currently does an exceptional job, and as our investigations more and more often rely on extensive use of analytical skills and require the examination of information that's retained in computerized storage devices, the skill sets have changed significantly. And so what we're asking to do is to essentially convert what is a secretarial position over to an analyst position. It would facilitate the work that our investigators are doing significantly. We, as times have changed, we find ourselves sometimes on a single investigation in possession over a terabyte of information, and it really requires a different type of skill set to be able to effectively further those investigations. So that's the essence of the request right there.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move approval.
Thank you, Supervisor. Do you have any questions, or Supervisor Stamper's question? Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Are there any additional costs when there's an investigation other than the costs that are within the office?
Yes, there often are, but those costs are generally borne by the office. In other words, there's oftentimes a requirement that we seek additional resources if for example, we reach a limit on a storage device or something like that. We come and seek some additional resources for that.
Okay. And who keeps that tally, and then what are those resources, where are they derived from?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, Chief Investigator David Buddy from the DA's office. To answer your question, you're asking who keeps a tally of that, or how do we?
Yeah, how do we document that? And then where do you receive the additional resources from?
We would document it within the office with a paper trail using a justification for the expenditure and tie it to the actual investigation, whether it's a charged case number or a pending investigation.
Okay.
And then we would try to use funding within the office that was not allocated, just general funding for things. And if we would exceed our budget in some area, we would have to make a request for extraordinary funding.
Who do you request it?
We'd have to request it from the county board.
Okay.
We've also gone to other agencies for assistance in the past with certain types of data analysis and things like that. And we've also had to contract with outside services. For example, if we had to do an analysis of, say, a large computer system from a company that was seized, that would greatly exceed the capability of the DA's office. It's not something we can do indigenously, so we would go to an outside vendor to help us with that.
Okay. And when you exceed a budget, are there budgets per investigation, or is there one budget for all investigations?
There's a budget for the entire office, and then the subcategories break down into areas that support investigations, but there isn't a budget for a particular investigation.
There is or isn't?
Is not.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Supervisor Drizzy?
Thank you. You're basically giving up a secretarial assistant in order to obtain the intelligence analyst, correct?
That's correct.
And this is at a higher step in the pay range, so it results in a slightly higher cost. I'm also looking at the projected budget for 2012, and it appears the DA's office is coming in a deficit. Is that your understanding. I mean, are we correct in that? And I'm not criticizing.
I haven't seen that.
I don't want to speak without consulting with Jim Martin.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, morning. Supervisors. I'm James Martin from the District Attorney's Office. I serve as the Fiscal and Budget Administrator with Mr. Buddy. And I think in our third quarter projection, we're forecasting a deficit of approximately $189,000, but our budget picture has improved significantly since then. So I don't know at this time whether we will run a deficit. We've actually run a surplus for 20 consecutive years. The only reason that 2012 was a challenging budget is there was a very significant shortfall in state victim witness revenue that we reported to this committee back in February of last year. And at that time, we thought we would have roughly $250,000 deficit, given the projections we were receiving from the State Justice Department. Now, that's down to roughly $125,000 now. And in the last quarter of the year, our vacancy and turnover was substantially over budget. So I think it will definitely be less than $189,000, but whether we'll be able to continue our streak of surpluses, I think that's still in doubt.
Thank you for that. And I'm not suggesting that the DA's office is running some kind of a plush department at all. My understanding is they are understaffed. And I guess I'm concerned when you come in here and give up a secretarial assistant in order to get your intelligence analyst. And I guess I'm going to be real blunt about it. Was this in order to get that? Was it DOS that was requiring you to give up the other position?
No, this was our request, and if I could just offer some insight into that, Mr. Chair and Supervisor Jurczyk. For example, the person that was working as a secretarial assistant with the investigators was recently hired by a law firm to do, probably making $20,000 or $30,000 more than she was making as a county employee. Because of the work, because of her skill set, she did phenomenal work. But that's one of the concerns that we're trying to address is that there is a market value for people with skill sets in county service and as the skills become increasingly technical and complex, the loss of talented people at the county level to the private sector is just a challenge, whether that's for secretarial assistants or other technical assistance within the office, and so that's what it reflects more than anything else.
Okay. I'm sure she didn't go to any such plush surroundings as she had in the DA's office, but I guess the bottom line is, are you recommending to the board that we accept this?
I am.
Thank you.
Any further questions or discussion? If not, do we have a motion yet? We do have a motion, Supervisor Johnson. Would you take the roll then?
On approval, Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Alma West.
Aye.
Jurczyk.
Aye.
Ripska.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stanford.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
And Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion approved, 9-0.
Mr. Chisholm, I believe you had something on item 23 also. So with no
item 23, that's correct.
Item 23.